For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
It's become a regular topic on our show. We're talking about robots, humanoid robots. They're back at it again. AI's taken over.
What's that bloody robot in Melbourne, Frank?
Frank from the future. I have reached out to Frank from the future, little humanoid robot. I want to get him here in Geelong, show him around, see what he reckons.
I can't stress enough again how much I want that, because I think you and I are on the same page. We want to get, like, it's extremely selfish, but I think it would represent the Geelong people well.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the front foot, mm-hmm. Be extremely welcoming, be
of
like,
course.
We're so lovely here, all of us across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
He can wear his little singlet that he likes to wear.
So when you and your mates, you know, eventually take over the planet, just remember, us here in Geelong, we're all good. We loved you from the start.
We will also make sure we compliment him on that singlet, because as we know, he looks like he's in Kuta in Bali walking around, going to get a bintang and haggle some bargains. But look, we're not talking about Frank from the future right now, but I am talking about the humanoid robots. Now, of course, they don't necessarily have a proper voice yet. They've got these robotic voices. Like, if you were to picture what a robot's voice would sound like, what would you say? Like,
hello, Deva. Would you like me to finally clean your apartment?
Good gear. So it's sort of like a sound that's automated out of like a speaker from these robots.
Yeah, think of Robin Williams in Bicentennial Man, which is a great reference that you refuse to acknowledge every week on the show.
No, it's just a movie reference I don't know that everyone's going to know, Tim. You told me off for bringing up Glee the other day, which
nobody knows about Glee, but everybody knows about Robin Williams' incredible portrayal of a robot.
It's a really sad movie. If you go back and watch that, wowee, that'll break your heart for the weekend. But yeah, don't do that. But look, the thing is, humanoid robots, like I said, it's like a speaker coming out of them. It's not like an actual voice, but they are starting to try and work on like robotic mouth movements.
Oh, yeah.
So they start to use like a sort of soft material like silicone to make. We've seen them in the market, but this is different. So silicone mouths that actually move and use muscles, much like humans. Now, there has been this title going around on all of these different pages right now, and they're saying, this robotic mouth speaks just like a human, right?
I don't like this.
Take a listen to it. Just like
a
human.
Are you kidding me, mate?
That's where they're at with it. Can you? They've been working on this for 16 years. Take a listen again.
It's like you after a night on a little mallet the next morning.
Look, I'm going to show you a picture of what this thing looks like when it does do the movements. Have you ever seen anything like that, Tim? I feel like you might have. Explain to the people what that looks like.
So it's kind of like a skin caterpillar. It's like the length
of like a flashlight.
Yes, flashlight.
Yep.
And it's got
like a torch.
Yeah, like a torch. And it's got a mouth on the end. And then it's got something grabbing, I guess, around the base, two hands. And it's squeezing it to make the mouth make this sound.
As the headline said, just like humans.
All right. Well, they've clearly, they've got us on speed, they've got us on smarts, and now they've got better voices too. There's just, if only there was a great movie from Robin Williams in the 90s to show us the way that not all AI can be awful.
Well, there is that one from Will Smith, iRobot.
iRobot, I prefer Bicentennial Man, but that's just my two cents. Tim and Davo. I've received a bit of backlash on the show, if I'm being completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about a pillow that I had that about a week ago when my son had violent gastro, did a cheeky spew, just a little bit of a spew on it, on the pillowcase.
Yeah, on dad too.
Your dad, the wall, the bed, everything, the floor, poor little fella. Obviously when that happens in the middle of the night, you chuck it on, you wash it in the sink and to get all the bits off, and then it goes, then it... You let it soak and then you wash it six times make sure.
You washed
three
it twice,
times,
be honest.
Three-ish
twice.
Times.
Don't change.
And took off the pillowcase, took off the cover and then like washed the foam itself.
Wrapped like a mummy.
Yeah, and you thought that was pretty not okay. But the thing that made you more upset was when I told you that I've had that pillow for about 5 years.
Nah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. 5 years is far too long. You're a sweaty man. You've got a lot of hair on your face, the hair on your head.
Famously don't sweat.
It would be so, you do, it'd be so stinky and rotten in there. The pillow inside would be brown.
It's a big chunk of foam. I bought it from IKEA. It's half the length of a normal pillow. It's just like so good. And I'm not driving all the way up to the Richmond IKEA or wherever the closest one is. And I don't know if there's one in Werribee or whatever. Shut up. I'm not going to get a new pillow. 5 years is a great lifetime for a pillow.
Have you looked at the expiry date on this thing? Because they all have an expiry date on them. And let me tell you. Yeah.
Swedish, so I've got no idea.
It said 4.5 years ago it was meant to be gone. You can't keep a pillow for that long.
How long?
They're meant to be less than 12 months.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Sorry.
The dirt on your head. And the dirt.
Famously clean head.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at your head and let
get
me tell you,
hobbies.
Stinky.
Get better hobbies.
I'm paid to look at your head for 3 hours a day.
I think that people out there across Geelong have had pillows way longer than me. It's going to be men, and I'll tell you right now.
It's
going to be heaps of men. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How long have you had your pillow for? Because before I got this pillow, the pillow I had before that, probably another 5 years.
All right. Well, there's something wrong.
I'm saving money.
Let me tell you, this is why you're always sick.
No. Gastro is not caused from my pillow, but 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Maybe you want to dob in your partner so they just refuse. And last week we did have a lot of that, women calling up saying my partner's a grot and he's got this disgusting yellow pillow. But mine's not yellow yet. So
yet.
I think it's fair game. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How long have you had your very special pillow? Sarah in Belmont's giving us a call. Sarah, how long have you had your pillow for? Firstly, is this your pillow we're talking about?
Yes, it's my pillow, and it's probably been in my bed for maybe 12 months.
Okay, 12 months is good. See, that is where it's time to sort of start thinking about whether it's a new pillow situation. But 5 years, what do you think about that?
Oh my God, Tim, what about all of the dribble?
No, I famously don't dribble.
I've seen you have the little white bits on the corner of your mouth.
don't you even notice that when you wake up? Or, I don't know, you've got a kid, don't you, Tim? Like, is there never a blood nose or, you know, I mean, this is extraordinary. Like, have you shoved it in the washing machine lately?
No, sorry. Sometimes when you speak, you get the spit in the
Can I hear that again? I often come in with that white crusty bit in the corner of my mouth.
Sometimes when you speak, you get the spit in the sides of your mouth.
Because you make me foaming mad. Sarah,
this is getting now, even more gross.
No, the thing is, the pillow that I have, it's really special. I got it from IKEA, and it's better than like your standard one that you're getting from another just whatever store. Like, okay. You're getting whatever pillows. I'm not. I'm getting next level.
You don't know she's getting whatever pillows.
No, you don't. My pillows are just fine, thank you very much. They may be heavily discounted, but they're still good pillows.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm foaming mad again.
And Tim.
What?
Well, Tim, I'm sure that IKEA still make pillows. Maybe you could go back and just get another one.
Yeah.
Sounds impossible.
Slow clap for
Sarah. Sounds impossible, Sarah. Thank you very much for your call. That's one of the most ludicrous things you've ever said about me on
air. I'm sorry that I brought
that up
on air.
I'm happy for you to call me unfit, sweaty, hairy, ugly. But you leave my mouth alone.
Well, you know now.
Okay, thank you. This is Tim and Davo, the podcast. And I apologise for laughing, but I'm getting stared a hole through me right now.
Yeah. Well,
from Lauren Davo Davidson.
Well, I'm a little bit interested to hear what you've got to say here because you said you needed to pick a bone.
Well, I don't have a bone to pick with you. I'm just really interested. Really interested in finding out some answers or something. And it's not often, would you say it's very rare that I'll say, hey, this afternoon I need to do something. You're probably not going to be that wrapped with it. So I've given you about 4 hours to sit on this. And I probably shouldn't have said anything. I just think something's really funny.
Okay, here we go.
And, you know, sometimes when you see someone, you know, doing something that's just really not them, you go, who is this person?
Okay.
But maybe it's a step in a new direction for you. And as a mate and as a colleague, I'm excited for you. I just want to know what the hell's going on. So this weekend, you know, you got a fair bit going on. You got a bit of radio to do. You got some stuff going on the weekend. You'll probably go to Torquay, get your coffee.
No doubt.
All those dealio things.
Head to the beach.
Saturday, though, tomorrow, you got a bit of something going on, don't you? It's like an event. that I've found out you got an invitation to.
Well, I think it's an open invitation to anyone, but I was told to head over there for an event.
I heard that it was an invitation was specifically sent your way for an influencer event in Geelong.
No, no, no. There's no influencers event. It's just a event where people are allowed to go to.
Interesting. Thank you for... Say no more. We all are totally on the same page. We all know what's going on now.
Well, look, there's an. Am I allowed to say?
Yeah, you're allowed to say. I'm just interested in this new direction you're taking.
Oh. You're a nasty.
No. Sorry, it's not okay, coming across as nasty.
No, of course not. No, okay. So it's an event happening at Betty's Coffees here in Mirrabool Street, and it's just they've got a collab with Madge Beauty.
Yes, they do.
And basically, it's like they're doing a little promotion there where you're spinning wheels and you can get little products, which is really exciting.
And they wanted influential people there.
Well, that's not me, but I'll be going there because I'm a very good customer.
You're almost a part owner. The amount you've chucked into Betty's.
Well, I would say so. I have really invested.
We'd love all the owners to be there. We've got this event, every day you come in here.
Contractually, I put so much money into this particular coffee shop. They've said, well, we've got to tell her it's on.
Yeah. I've even heard that you've got such a tight relationship with this establishment, the beautiful people at Betty's. And, you know, if you didn't know Jed Buse, Cats player, and then a few of his crew, they run it, and it's a great dealio. I believe you've got... bit of behind the scenes access in case it's a bit busy.
What are you trying to do here? Beautiful Katie that works at Betty's, shout out. She is the best, and she has been so kind to say if I want to get a coffee from there and I'm running late, she'll be nice enough to sort it out for me, and then I get there and pay and off I go.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's an unpaid situation, but you've got a number that you can text and just be like, hey, Big Mama's coming through.
Big Mama's coming
Big Mama
through.
Big Mama wants her bean juice.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you trying? I'm a bit embarrassed. What?
No. I'm excited. I'm just saying, I'm excited for you. It's a new step because you're about to obviously go places. Just don't forget about little old me.
Oh.
Sitting here with foam in the corner of my mouth, apparently.
Well, apparently that is something that you've been dealing with, is the foam in your mouth, whereas I've been dealing with coffee foam in my mouth as opposed to saliva foam like you. But, look, I am out here living my best influencer life with all 3,000 followers I have. You know, huge.
Right, mate. Well, doesn't know what's about to hit it. You're about to be influenced. Check it out on her socials at Lauren Davo Davidson.
This is Tim and Davo. The podcast.
I would say out of the two of us, Tim, you would be the one people would say is uptight. I would say if we were a Bert and Ernie, you would be Bert, uptight. I'd be Ernie. Yep. If we were Shrek and Donkey, you'd be Shrek. I'd be Donkey.
Yeah. It's because I can. Yeah. And yes or no, has a listener come up to you and said, I love you, Davo. You clearly don't give a when you're on the radio.
Yeah, but that's because I am free and going with the flow. Do you know what I mean? I'm a chilled out girl. I'm a cool chick.
Cool.
Unfortunately,
on the outside,
yourself,
I agree with that. You aesthetically, you look killer. On the inside, you've been killed.
Well, look, when this dynamic really came to fruition when we were driving somewhere recently, you were driving in your new car. I was in the passenger seat.
Is this when you penetrated my playlist?
You can't just use that word like that.
No, because if this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to talk to you about this. I really didn't like it.
Yeah, I know, because you got this voice on in the car. Yeah. Very upset
with
me.
Well, I didn't give consent, and you penetrated my playlist.
Oh, my God. It's such a nice way to put that.
I didn't know that this was a thing, and I didn't like it.
Well, the thing is that when we're driving along, of course, we were out of radio signal, so we were... listening to your playlist.
Pre-downloaded songs.
Yes, absolutely. And I was able then to jump in to your jam and start playing my music mixed in with your music, and you did not like it.
Well, it was very confusing because it was just on my shuffle of my pre-downloaded music in the non-serviced area and radio wasn't reachable. And you were like, well, I'm gonna add something to your playlist. And I was like, no, you won't. I'm driving. I'm in charge here of the music. And then... the next song started, it was yours. And I was like, I didn't press, there was no button that I pressed to allow you.
You were playing the Mulan soundtrack. You were playing Disney's Mulan soundtrack. It deserved a bit of Davo love in there to get some vibes happening in the bloody car. I didn't need to listen to you sing bloody Colours of the Wind or whatever his song is.
Reflections.
You
know. It's a great song.
several times. We needed to mix things up, and I was the person to do that.
I just
in
don't
the car.
Like that. Whatever this music application was, It didn't have a feature where it was like, "Hey Tim, Davo wants to ruin your drive right now with their terrible music. No. Will you allow it?" It just did that. And here's my thing: for road trips or for general driving, The music is decided by the driver.
No.
So they are the director of the car. So like if my wife and I are going for a drive and she's driving, I'll say, "What do you want?" And then I'll organize it. Like I'll have the phone and she'll be like, "I want some Harry Styles," and I'll go, "Say no less, Captain, you're the driver." But when I'm driving, it's the driver's in charge of the soundtrack. That is 100%. Mm-hmm. So like whoever's driving the car. So if you were driving somewhere, Davo, I'd go, "Yep, it's all yours, mate."
No, see, the thing is when you are the driver, you're busy. You're literally sorting things out. You're already entertained on this long drive because you're the one driving.
I'm only driving because your license is expired.
No, it's not. It's so not expired. Don't lie. Right on air. Look, my car, Rego, we've got 5 days left, okay? I'll give you that one. But I think the driver's already quite entertained. They're busy. They're doing their own thing. The passenger should be able to choose some music to be entertained on this long drive.
That's really cute that that's what you think.
Well, I also think I shouldn't have to listen to Mulan Reflections. Great
clearly,
song.
She's clearly crazy. You're listening to she's unhinged.
It was
saying?
Mulan. It was the greatest showman. Like, ladies and gentlemen, I needed to get in there help you out.
You're probably thinking, how is this man not on stage himself? 5223295 Who's in charge of the music in the car? The driver or the passengers? I think the driver is the captain of the ship. And Davo, if you could ever actually pick me up and drive me somewhere, which you refuse to do because of
the state of my car
and the state of Victoria, I would say, well, Davo, yes, we can listen to Skrillex for 4 hours, I assume we would.
There'd be a bit of Skrillex.
There would be. And I actually wouldn't be. I've picked one example of something that I'd love. 52232955. Give us a call. Who's in charge of the music when you're driving the car? It's Sandra from Geelong. We want to know who's in charge of the music when you're driving. Is it the driver or the passengers? What do you think?
In my case, the driver. But I always say, when you're driving, when I'm driving, I'm in charge. When you're driving, I'm in charge.
Okay. Well, Sandra, this is not helping.
I like it. Yeah. That's fun.
Because, Sandra, I think the driver, whatever AC settings you want, that's you. If you want windows down, that's on you. No one else gets to have say in that regards.
Why?
If you're the driver.
Relax.
True. I agree. Driver rules. But like I said, even if I'm not the driver, I still rule.
Okay, so Sandra's the exception. Okay, so Sandra's
I like that.
The exception.
I actually agree with Sandra because when I'm driving, I am also in charge. But when I'm not driving, I also like to be in charge.
When you're driving,
as well.
You're often alone.
Yeah, and that's right, in charge.
Someone's going to be. We said the same thing. All right, Heidi in a tornado in Grovedale's given us a call. Heidi, who do you think's in charge of the music, the driver or the passengers?
Neither. It's whoever's car it is.
Oh!
So my partner will drive my car, and but it's my car, and if I'm the passenger side, you don't mess with my settings.
Right.
You don't change it. I have it on K-Rock all the time. That's my drive to work, drive home from work.
Thank you.
We love you.
And and I get in his car, I won't change it. Unless we agree to put on a playlist, we have a shared Spotify, so that's all good.
Never heard of it.
But you just don't mess with other people's, unless you ask permission. Yeah. And then if you do, and they say yes, make sure you change it back before you get out.
Dave, are you saying you don't seek consent for these kind of things?
Well, the thing is that Tim will say no, and I know that he'll say no. Yeah. So what I need to do is work around that and just go, well, this is going to be fun.
Heidi,
just give it a crack.
If Davo's ever driving my car, both my legs have been hideously broken beyond repair. There's just no way. There's no way. She's got an analog car. I've got a new digital one. I don't know if you know how to press the button and those kind of things.
She needs to show some respect. That's your car.
Well,
you know what? But that's just I show you enough respect here. 8 hours
you literally
a day.
Just said I froth at the mouth regularly and it's well known.
You're upset
it's frothing right now, I'll tell you right.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.